Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I love that you said you'll let me lead as if I don't do that every week.
You can take this one.
Oh, gee, thanks. Welcome to the Velvet's Edge podcast. Chip Dorsch is your host.
Hosted by Chip Dorsch and his sometimes friend, Kelly.
Sometimes friend now? Wow, shots fired. Well,
that came out wrong, but whatever. Uh-huh.
It's early in the morning for us. Yeah. We're not quite awake. This is the interesting thing about recording in the morning. Like, I'm awake. Like, this is the time of day that I would be awake every other day or whatever. But to actually be on to record a podcast feels like something different. Doesn't it feel like you're asking a lot of yourself right now?
Well, yeah, because it's like, you not only does your brain have to work, but like it also has to travel to your mouth and come out sensibly. Right. And, you know, I just took my third sip of coffee because it's too hot to drink when you first make it. So
we don't know what's about to happen is the point. Right.
Trigger warning.
Yeah. So this is a little bit different this week because we usually have a system on the edge where the second week of the month is our love, dating, sex, relationships podcast, where we have an expert come in and answer you guys' questions about all of those topics. That will still happen this month. Because of the topic of gun laws that we brought up last week, we've actually been working on some really cool interviews that I'm really excited about. I know you are too, Chip. But because of that, we have pushed the dates on some of our recordings because we're trying to get them all lined up so that you guys can get the amazing conversations that we think we're going to have coming up. With all of that said, there's also another topic we really wanted to discuss this month because it's Gay Pride Month. Happy Gay Pride, Chip.
Happy Gay Pride.
Can you say it to me even if I'm not gay?
Yeah, because
I'm celebrating.
In theory, yeah, you're celebrating too.
Okay.
Because you're an ally.
I am an ally.
You are an ally.
Go gays. I love gays. So anyway, we wanted to talk about that, not because we kind of think it's silly sometimes that it's just a month designated. Just like it's like, why is there Black, you know, Awareness Month or what are the other ones? Women's Independent Women. What is it? God of morning.
It's International Women's Month. Isn't
International.
It?
Yeah. Or maybe it's a day, but it's like, why is that being celebrated on a day or a month? Or like, isn't that something we should do 365 every day all year long? And we sort of have issues with that for that reason. However, I didn't want to go the whole month without acknowledging Gay Pride. Like, it feels weird to also not acknowledge it. So it was something that you and I both decided we wanted to discuss. And we wanted to talk about it in a way that registers with us, which is sort of what I just said, also tied into like just having pride in general in your own self.
Yeah. I mean, look, I obviously am a fan of Gay Pride because I think visibility is really important.
Yeah.
But I do think it's like, you know, there's a lot of things that we celebrate for a small window of time. And I think it's important that all of those things are celebrated because they need visibility. Mm-hmm. But I think the problem with it, and we touched on this last year around this time of year, is that it gives license to people to feel like they can just forget about it when it's not those months.
Right.
And, you know, I think a great example is Black Lives Matter. Like, it took Black History Month and made it something that, like, we can talk about on a daily basis. And granted, it's, you know, they're kind of different things, but it's visibility to people of color and making them seen and important and visible every single day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not a fuck the cops movement. It is a,
right.
It is a, yeah, I mean, it's partly that, you know, for good reason, but it's also like, it should serve as a reminder to all of us that, like, every single person on this earth is valid, is important, no matter what the shape of their body is, what the color of their skin is, who they love, like any of that stuff. And every single day, we all deserve the right to roll out of bed and be happy for who we are. So as much as I love Pride Month, it drives me fucking crazy that it ends on, you know, July 1st. Mm-hmm. Because you see it with corporations. They take the liberty to try and tap into and market to an audience in that month that they then just don't do. And that's a blanket statement because some do, you know, like some, you know, are great brands that recognize people for people. And, but, you know, a lot of corporations like glom on to this month and suddenly everything's rainbow. And you know, I'm sort of talking out both sides of my mouth here. I also think it's really important that they grant that visibility. And I'm not saying that they should have rainbows on things 100% of the time. But, you know, I do think it's like for people who are on the receiving ends of all of these special months or weeks or days, like, I think it's important to remember that you're so much more than that week, that month, that day.
Right. In some weird way, as you were talking, I was thinking to myself, it's almost like we're promoting the inequality even more by celebrating it for a month.
100%.
Because we're like, hey, you're not equal to, you know, a white man that gets celebrated every day. And so we'll just celebrate you for just this month.
Right. And it also opens the door for the white man to be like, well, why don't we have straight Pride Month? Why don't we have White History Month? Why don't we have all, because motherfuckers, that's every fucking day of the year.
Exactly.
And so my point is, why don't we get every day of the year?
Right.
You know, why is it every day International Women's Day? Because right. It should be.
It should
be. In my mind, it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, so to me, when we were talking about this topic today, or like talking about what we were going to talk today, I was like, you know, because I need to check myself. Like, I was thinking about this in the shower. Like, one of the things that, and this kind of touches on what we just said.
Where are you
going
to go with it? You're thinking about this.
Well,
in the
you know,
shower.
Like,
gay pride podcast takes a whole nother turn.
Right. Yeah. Shower version. You know, being gay is one piece of what I am, you know? And so it's like, of course, I have pride in the fact that that's part of my identity, but I'm a million things. And right. The last thing I want people to think of is, oh, Chip, that gay guy, you know, like, of course, like, oh, Chip, he's gay and he's also works in music and a great friend and a good son and all of the things. He loves boxers. you know,
the dog, not the
yeah. Yeah, not the sport, the dogs. But you know, it's to me when Gay Pride Month rolls around, like, I don't participate a ton because it plays into my fear of people only thinking about me as gay.
Well, think about it. I don't show up at work and people go, there's Kelly, the heterosexual woman.
Right.
Like, nobody right. talks about it.
Right. So, and also it, you know, what the general public ends up seeing from gay pride celebrations are the loudest and the proudest and the most flagrant examples of people who are in attendance because A, it's fun. It's boisterous. It's usually quite artful.
Right.
But I also think it feeds into their fear of what gay people are because gay people look like everybody. They're not mm-hmm. just drag queens and big boisterous people covered in like feathers or people wearing nothing. Like, this is, you know, those people are taking the moment and like really using it for like what it is. And they're going big and they're like, they're embracing the, that moment. Like, today is about me and I'm going to be me. And, you know, it might be John, the accountant at your company that like suddenly is painted in, is covered in glitter and is wearing a thong.
Right.
And that's
but like ultimately that expression, it is so fun and so beautiful, but it would be like equating for a Louisianian Mardi Gras to everyday right. living. Like right. it's literally that is the thing. And a lot
of Halloween
or know? Halloween. Like, right. Like it doesn't yeah. fully represent what it looks like to live a life as a gay person, like right. on a day to day.
Right. I mean, it might for some people.
It might for know, some.
Which is fine.
Totally.
But I think in a way, and the point that I was going to make is like, in a way, when that is what is gets picked up in the media and is the most on display, it scares a lot of people. And
yeah, totally.
It's not a pure representation of a wider community. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for me, cramming it all into a month and forcing us to celebrate in that way under a microscope has some negative impact.
Yeah.
And you know, I say all of this very carefully because I don't want Gay Pride Month to go away. Like right. I think we all deserve it. I just would like to see it become 12 months in the same mm-hmm. way that I would like to see Black History Month be 12 months and International Women's Day, fuck, be a month. Be
good
a
God, give us a month at least. Jesus.
I mean, you all did birth us.
Right. You guys wouldn't be here. Yeah.
Every so birthday welcome. Should be Women's Day, you know? Like,
yeah.
you know what's funny is why do we celebrate the person who was born on the birthday when it was the mom who did all the work?
I know, the poor moms, man. Yeah. Moms have it the hardest. I really right. do believe that. Yeah, it's interesting. So I looked up the definition of pride because you and I were talking about it in the way of if it's not a month, which, you know, we do want to celebrate. And so there is that, words are so hard in the morning. There is that balance between like, you don't want something to go away, but it's also like, and I want it to be celebrated every day of the year and not be just put into this box. And so we were really kind of battling that, but we started discussing just pride in general and how the ultimate goal really truly is for you to be okay with yourself and to celebrate yourself every single day, no matter what your sexual orientation, no matter your gender, no matter your color, no matter anything like that, no matter your politics, whatever you want to say, it's this relationship with yourself that becomes about really accepting and loving who you truly are.
Yes.
And so I looked up the definition of pride, and it's a feeling of deep pleasure or satisfaction derived from one's own achievements, the achievements of those with whom one is closely associated, or from qualities or possessions that are widely admired. And the interesting thing I thought about that definition is there is still this like stigma put around pride that has to be about being admired externally. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
And that is like so where I think we're missing it. Especially
yeah, what was that last line? The thing about like widely what? Admired?
Widely admired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why is there an external definition of pride?
I thought that was weird too. The second definition that I read was consciousness of one's own dignity. And that actually really resonated that with lands. Me a lot more. Yeah.
That lands.
Yeah. But then the sentence that they used after that was, he didn't let his pride get in the way. So it was almost like a negative connotation. And I'm like, wait a second. I feel like we're missing this. And I feel like as a greater whole right now, this is actually can tie into so many more things than simply gay pride. It goes for so many different variables about us as humans not fully accepting ourselves. Or if we figure out who we are, we assume everyone else needs to live that way. I am fully guilty of this myself. This is not some sort of indictment on other people that I don't feel guilty of too. It's just like something I'm learning right now. And this goes on a smaller scale of relationships that have ended or work events, friendships, like a lot of things that have changed in my life. I get really upset because I think those things can be really painful, especially when you're attaching your worth into those kind of things. But like, ultimately, the issue for me is like, well, we don't align, you know, like they think this and I think this, and they're trying to tell me who to be and I'm trying to tell them who to be. And that is never going to work. And so ultimately, like my therapist always says, you're just on different journeys. And then you accept the other person as they are and you allow them to go on their journey. Like it's actually like so cruel for us to try to tell another person how to go about their journey because we're all here to learn our own lessons, right?
Yeah.
So it just really pinged me as like, wait a second, this isn't even just about gay pride. This is about us as humans, as Americans, whatever you want to say, really accepting ourselves and loving ourselves and not seeking external validation all the time and allowing others to go on their journey. If it's different from ours or doesn't align or doesn't work for us, like just letting them go. Like not having to say, this is why you're wrong, or this is what you're not, Chip, you're a gay man. So like something's wrong with you, you know, right. Like that. It just, I get out of the conversation because it doesn't fucking matter what you're. Yes.
One of my favorite arguments when the marriage equality act was, a hot button issue was like, if you don't believe in gay marriage, don't get gay married. It's that simple.
Exactly.
If you don't believe in abortion, don't have an abortion. Like exactly. All of those things. Like, you know, when we were pre-talking, I said, you know, you can walk down the street with next to somebody and not be with them. And I think that's just like a really visual version of like the way that life should be. Mm-hmm. How many times in your life are you on the subway? You know, on a plane.
Well, I mean,
depending on where you are, like on a plane, on a bus, whatever,
yes.
Next to a stranger who might be politically, socially, you know, ethically polar opposites of you, and it's not until you engage in conversation that is discovered and the breakdown can happen. Mm-hmm. So, you know. It's kind of like keep your opinion to yourself.
Right.
Because really, if you are happy with who you are and you love who you are, it's a lot easier to like let go of what everyone else has going on. And I think, you know, hate comes from it's born out of hating yourself.
Totally. I totally
hating others is born out of hating yourself or mm-hmm. hating something about yourself. And mm-hmm. it's just a way that it manifests it, you know, towards other people. The problem with, you know, when we get into like political beliefs and sort of social beliefs is that everyone believes that they're right. You know, no matter what side of things that you fall on, you know, I like to say this, like where I fall is I think about we and not me when it comes to politics. What is best for us? Not what is best for me, because we all have to live in a society. Like when we're talking about government and laws and social politics, it's like they apply to a large group of people, not just to us. So, you know, and for that reason, I believe that I am on the right side of things. And I think when the people that I butt up against are more concerned about how laws affect just them. Mm-hmm. And that's where the rub really is. And, you know, for me, it's like if everyone, no matter what you believe in, can just like step back and think about we and not me, it would change everything. And that is a pride to me. That's a really prideful, like even the term pride, like a pride of lions, like you think of like a group mm-hmm. and like the fucking lions don't all like each other either, you know, like they have to get along to survive as a community. Or work together in some way. And there's some sort of strata where, you know, somebody's in charge and then everyone else is a worker bee. And they're kind of set up just like any sort of, you know, civilization. So mm-hmm. I that ramble it's kind of just to say like, we're all just trying to get by. And the more that we can like love ourselves, the more that we will love others. And I think it just comes down to love and pride. And you know, like the word pride has kind of been usurped by the LGBTQ community. And I think it's time for like it to be something that everyone seeks, you know, every day of the year. So
yeah, maybe pride isn't even the right word for these kind of events. Like, because maybe it's more about like celebration, you know, and not like pride in some ways by those definitions feels very external the way that it's described. And so I don't know, that's an interesting one to think about.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
But as you were talking, a couple things popped up for me. In 12-step, they say it's principles above personalities. And so, like, in our program, you know, if there's someone who drives you crazy, you just let it go. Because it's like, okay, if their personality doesn't work for you, it's for the greater whole. Like you said, for the meetings, for the program, for whatever, to just really stay healthy and like working the way they should, you have to let go of certain personalities that don't bother you. Another thing that also popped in my head was like, if I'm disturbed, it's about me. So like, if you're disturbed without someone else is living their life, really you should go look in the mirror, like what's going on for you? Cause it's really not about them. It's about what they're bringing up for you and mirroring to you. The third thing, is I really feel like something that's being really missed right now, this kind of goes in line with what you're saying about like, we all think we're right. And, you know, there is so much divisiveness. Like it is exhausting to me just how much we want to argue. Like it is feels like such a dysfunctional, abusive family dynamic, the way our culture is right now. And ultimately it's like, I think the issue is like, I was reading this article in Washington Post and it talked about gay pride specifically, and that this year feels a little bit heavier because so many things are actually backtracking, like things that have been made legal or accepted are kind of being pulled back. And so it's like, and we're feeling that in a lot of different arenas, you know? And it's interesting to me because I'm like, why is this even a political issue? This is like a moral issue, and someone is trying to, some people are trying to make it political. Like these are our rights to tell other people how to live. And if we're really going by a democracy, we have no rights like that. I don't get to say who you love or who you want to be in a relationship with or have sex with. Like, the whole point of a democracy is that we all get to live the way we want to live. Like, that's the whole fucking point. So it's just interesting to me that we're spending energy fighting these battles that are not actually political. I do not believe. They're moral. And they're about your own morality and your own value system. And so, like you said, you don't want to have an – you don't want – You don't believe in abortion? Don't go have an abortion.
Right.
But like, if someone else, that's what
serves
them.
You don't
want to
drink, don't drink.
Exactly. You know, like, I can speak to that one. Yeah.
It is a crazy concept that, you know, we're wasting any time on this stuff, you know, like we should be arguing about things that actually matter for the greater good of, and, you know, saying that, I'm careful to say it because like, I do feel like those of us who are standing up and fighting for reproductive rights and gay rights and rights of people of color, we are standing up and saying, this is for the greater good. Like, so we have to, we have to be careful to like, not say, because silence is complicitness.
I'm not trying to say it like that.
Yeah, and I don't think you are. Like, I caught myself when I was saying it, like, yeah, it's, I'm not advocating for like silence. But when we speak up for these rights that are for the greater good of humanity, there's always going to be someone on the other side screaming back that you're wrong, you know? Yeah. And like, we can't control that. What we can ask is, anyone who is listening that feels like they are on that side and is standing up screaming back, check yourself for a second. What is it that you are fighting for? You know, like you really believe that someone shouldn't have the right to love who they love? Did anyone get in the way of who you love? You know,
right. Like, could you imagine?
Say, like,
yeah,
it's you know, it's not that different. Like, you know, obviously in Indian culture, there's the marriage system is different, and obviously it's progressed, and not everyone does it this way. But like, there's arranged marriages. Could you imagine if that, like, we tried to revert to that in the U.S. and like people would be like, "Are you out of your fucking mind? You're going to tell
Absolutely.
Me I'm going to marry like." It's sort of the same concept, you know, and it's one thing if you come from grow up in a culture where that's accepted and that's what people do. And I'm not sitting here as an American that doesn't have that saying you shouldn't be doing that. Like, because every cult, like there are people in that culture that's what they want. They believe in that. By all means, great. But if we going from a freedom of choice to that being the norm, people would be up in arms, no matter you're straight or gay.
Totally.
So, to think of a straight person being like, no, gay people shouldn't be able to marry each other. Like that, I'm just like using it as an example of showing how insane that is.
Right. That's a really good point. Yeah. When I should clarify that when I'm speaking about letting everyone live as they would, it would be coming from a world that's equal. That in right. my head, I'm like operating from a place of we're all on equal playing field and we just stop telling other people how to live their lives.
Yeah.
Unless they're like shooting people, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. You can't, there's obviously boundaries. Like you can't be a murderer and be like, well, I'm just living my life.
He's on his own journey.
Yeah. I mean, there have to be some sort of markers in place that say this is right and wrong. But that's also where the area starts to get gray, where how far do we take right and wrong?
Mm-hmm. I love what you said. I love what you said about hate really being like you hate yourself, because I think that that's a really good place to like bring this all back together is if we are just spewing so much hate to other people, truly, what is that mirroring to you? Because it really is about how you feel about yourself. If you can talk to somebody or be so angry or so hateful about them, it's only because that is what's inside of you. Like that is how this works. And so if you're coming from a place of love and you love yourself, you're probably going to be a lot gentler and more compassionate with everyone else as well. So
absolutely.
I think that that's kind of our whole point to all of this is we want to celebrate everyone. We want everyone to be treated equally. And also like I really genuinely hope for everyone that they can develop a relationship with themselves that's fulfilling and like full of love for themselves. And so we have pride in ourselves every day because we know we're worthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, it's laws and rules and morals and all of those things, you know, when you see those signs, and this as applies to the reproductive rights argument, keep your laws off my body. Like, I think like that's really important. Like, keep your morals off my body, keep your opinions off my body. All of those things really need to apply because, you know, when you take something like drunk driving laws, like I can get as drunk as I want, but the second I get behind a car and I put your body in danger, then I have fucked up, you know? And I think that should apply to every law, you know, everything. As long as my rights do not infringe upon the safety of your body and your being, I should be able to do whatever the hell I want.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think, you know, that's how we can have like sort of this like moral level playing field. Do whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. Just don't let it touch me, you know? And then, you know, we're all good, you know, like if you want to shoot heroin and overdose, I would hate to see you lose your life, but by all means you do you, boo. Like, just don't stick it in my arm or get behind a car that, you know, that get behind a steering wheel. Like, you do you and I'll do me. And then I think we have a much healthier society, you know, happier society.
I agree completely. And it's also about like, you find your people, you know, like, I think this past couple of years has brought that up to the surface even more, where we've seen friendships go, relationships die down or die out because of politics. And it's sad, but it's also like there really is a community for everyone.
There really
is. So you go find your people that you feel heard and seen with, and I'll do the same. And as painful as sometimes the process can be, ultimately that's more fulfilling anyway.
Right.
So anyway, that's our spiel for today. We really just wanted to take a minute and celebrate gay pride and also just everyone and ourselves too. Just kind of bringing that energy to the table of self-love and respecting other people and equality, ultimately.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I really do think it comes down to loving yourself. So, you know, get in a relationship with yourself.
Oh, I like that.
I mean, I need to work on it. I'll be the first one to say
we
it.
We all do.
Yeah, we all do. So, and there's no shame in that game.
Yeah. Well, as I said, we have some really exciting interviews coming up for you guys. Always keep your feedback coming to theedge@velvetsedge.com. You can hit me up on Insta @velvetsedge. Chip?
I was preparing for Act Casual.
We're not ready for that yet.
It's @ChipDorsch. It's ChipDorsch.
You literally, the spelling and enunciation of your name has truly become a thing.
I know.
We have strangers on the street that know that oh my God, how's CHIP? I'm like, oh my God, how is this the thing? This is the thing. It's amazing. Anyway, we hope you guys are having a great Pride Month and we love you. And as you go out into your weekend and you're living on the edge, I hope you always remember to
act prideful.
Oh, what a chant. That's what you were preparing. You mentally, that's why you couldn't even think about how to spell your name. I get it now. Wow.
I thought of that in the shower today too.
Oh my God. So much happening in the shower. Don't tell us anything more. Okay. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.